podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, this is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm joined by Frank Warren and Joe Joyce. I want to thank both of you making some time on this Sunday afternoon, evening, wherever we are. I'll start with you, Frank. Your immediate thoughts after Joshua's second loss to Oleksandr Usyk?
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was. He lost the fight. I thought the one of the judges, I thought, was atrocious, and I certainly don't know how he had him up 5 rounds going into the seventh. But I didn't get that scoring. And again, you know, judges are not accountable for their, you know, for just antics. Poor scoring. I don't think they're cricket, it's just poor scoring. And it's another one of those again. And it adds sort of a, that was never a split decision. You know, he got beat. He got beat by the better man on the night, which eventually he acknowledged. And I feel that, Usyk, I think Joshua did better than he did in the last fight. He showed more commitment in the fight. But I felt that, I just felt Usyk just too much for him. And certainly in the latter rounds, he's just too smart for him, too fast for him. And he doesn't seem to be able to cope with that. But he did. But hats off to him for trying. He didn't try much harder. I was very disappointed in the first fight, so he did a bit better. But at the end of the day, he got beat, and that's the result. And Usyk's now free to do whatever he wants to do as far as doing the unification. If we don't do a unification, then Joe is on this, obviously on this call. He wins his fight on the 24th, which I think he will do. Then he becomes the mandatory for that title.
Same question to you, Joe. Your thoughts straight after the fight last night?
Well, the fight itself was like really exciting. You know, when it's like had a too long build up and stuff. And what happened in the ring was good from what I saw. I thought Joshua, like his training and you know his training camp and etc. has been really well, and he did like the best he could do. He like tried to rough him up a bit. He tried the body shots and that, but all the while, Usyk, you thought he was getting hit with shots, but he wasn't quite like he was still, you know, he was okay. He didn't faze him, and he was just like kind of picking him off. And he's so scientific, the way his, you know, boxing science is, that he's like avoiding shots, landing them, and he's like just quicker on the inside, quicker to the punch, where Joshua was throwing fewer shots. Some were landing, some were partially landing, but Usyk the whole time had his measure, was just landing, getting in and out of range, offline, and clearly won the fight.
Frank, what did you make of the situation straight after the fight where Anthony Joshua chucked Oleksandr Usyk's belts out the ring?
Well, he obviously felt he won the fight. That's what I felt. And the corner was telling him during the fight that he was winning it, which I didn't understand. I don't know who was saying it in the corner, but whoever was saying that obviously got it drastically wrong. And I felt that, you know, he threw those belts, he stormed out the ring, and I think by the time he got to the entrance, either somebody said something to him or he had second thoughts, and he came back and he obviously realised that his actions were a bit foolish. And then it just went off on a bizarre. He went off on this thing about, you know, having nearly gone to
a bit like a rant.
Sorry?
Yeah, it was like a rant.
Yeah, and he was about prison. But you know what? Look, it's terrible. All those things, what he says about what happened, you know, they're in the past, and he's been blessed. I mean, he's been blessed. He's made a lot of money. You know, he was in the right place at the right time to fight Charles Martin. He's had a really good, he's done well for himself, extremely well for himself. You know, he can't say he never had any amateur experience. He fought in the world championships in, was it Uzbekistan or wherever it was. And he got to the final, got the silver. I think he got robbed in that. The Olympic Games, he won a gold medal. He's fought in numerous amateur events over the years. So he had, you know, he had a vast amount of amateur experience. There's no doubt about that. Having said that, you know, he's had his problems. But everybody's got a bit of baggage. You know, Sonny Liston had baggage. Mike Tyson had baggage. And that's what it's about. You can't, I don't know why, I didn't understand why he referred back to that, especially when he's in the ring with a guy who's probably got the worst baggage of anybody at the moment in boxing, whose family are are being bombed and God knows what in the Ukraine, who's, you know, actually was in the army for a while. And can imagine what's in on his mind going into that fight and having to train whilst your homeland's getting destroyed by the enemy. And I just didn't understand it. I felt that it was like an outpouring. It was like busting, busting a boil or something. It all came out, all that stuff, and it came out, I think, in a very jumbled way. And it's quite sad. I don't want to be patronising and saying I felt sorry, but I felt he got it all wrong at the wrong time. And he tried to make it right by, at the end, acknowledging that Usyk was the champion. But that the end of the fight should be about the champion. It's all about Usyk, and that's what it should have been. And he'd done phenomenally well, and he won. I don't think in that fight, there's just one moment where he got caught with a big right hand. Other than that, it was in no damage. And I agree entirely with what Joe said. You know, in and out, smart, taking a lot of stuff on the gloves or just out of range. They weren't, solid connection from AJ. But he did try and he did fight better than he did last time. But you know what? Now it's, he's now, that's his third loss. And he now, he's if he carries on, and maybe he will, maybe he won't, I don't know. But he's in a catch-up club now. All these guys are in there now. They're all past him. They're in front of him. And he's now, he wants to get a seat back at the table. He's got to work his way through. He's coming off of two losses, so he's not going to get into any mandatory position. There's some great domestic fights for him, down the road. Again, with Joe, there's a great fight between him and Joe. You've got Daniel Dubois. There's, a few other fights there for him to have. Good domestic fights. If he gets some wins under his belt, who knows, maybe Tyson. All anybody cares about at the moment, as far as that unification is concerned, is seeing that fight between Usyk and Tyson, getting that on. And in the meantime, Joe's in a magnificent fight. I mean, a great fight. On paper, it's a fantastic fight. And that, again, is, he comes through that fight, which I have to do. He's at the top table. I mean, when he says he's at the top table, he's got the first mandatory. The first mandatory, I understand, is the WBO, and that's where he's at. And I've got to tell you, on the card as well, I watched it, and I was quite surprised. I watched that Herjavec and the Chinese guy, whose name's Zen or whatever his name is. Big Bang. And I was quite surprised. I mean, I've never really seen much of him, and I watched the first time I sort of watched him, and he didn't impress me at all. I was very, very surprised about him. So, all this talk about, everyone's avoiding him. I don't see what there is to avoid, to be quite honest. He seemed a bit all over the place. But look, the heavyweight scene is in a good shape. It's now up to the British fighters to come out and get the titles and bring them back to the UK or get those three belts back to the UK. So it's exciting times.
One last question to each of you from me. Joe, Frank mentioned there about a potential fight with Anthony Joshua would be massive in the UK, would be massive in Nigeria. But you've got this fight with Joseph Parker, of course, that you've got to win. And then I'm sure you're looking at Alexander Usyk for them three belts, not at Anthony Joshua. How would you go about being Alexander Usyk? How would you have done the job last night?
Obviously, it's a tough fight, and I would have to raise my game up. But first of all, I've got a warm-up fight, and it's a pretty big fight against Joseph Parker.
So you believe it's just a warm-up fight?
I let that slip. But
I'm glad you got
But is it like first of all, I got beat up Joseph Parker, and like that all, that's a big warm-up for it's a big fight. But I mean, the fights that follow after that. If it depends what's happening with if Fury's going to fight Usyk or not, but I'm there to fight Usyk when that mandatory becomes available. And how I would fight him would be, I guess, like what worked with me on the first fight. We're both like levels above what we were back then, but then I'll have my team and Salas to devise a game plan for that. But, what worked for me in the first fight was I threw a lot of shots. I was landing with a load, and I can do that the whole way through the fight. See, Joshua has got more power in his punches, but then he throws less of them, where I have a lot more and a bigger engine, bigger chin. So it'll be, you know, it'd be more of the same
exciting first fight. It'll be exciting, that's for sure.
Be exciting, yeah. It'd definitely be exciting, yeah. And I believe I can do something to him.
Okay, and my final question to you, Frank. You know what I'm going to ask. Tyson Fury jumped on Instagram last night, said, "I'm coming back out of retirement. Give me Usyk. I can beat Usyk and Joshua on the same night." Has there been any talks with Alexander Usyk's team initially, straight after the fight? What can you tell me?
Well, there was talks before the fight, and Tyson, you know, had to make his mind up. That's why I've not sort of been banging on about it. But, you know, he's made his mind up. He wants to fight. Usyk wants to fight. And we've got to work out a way to make it happen. You know, they both know that they feel that the fight's worth a lot of money, which it is. So it's whether who knows? Where it might wind up. Is it going to go back to Saudi? Is it going to go somewhere else? Who knows? The one thing's for sure. There's no problem in making the fight. Both camps get on very well with each other. So there's going to be, you know, there's no nonsense going to be going on about it. There's no different TV companies involved or nothing. It's very straightforward.
And how does Tyson Fury beat Alexander Usyk?
Being Tyson Fury. You know, I was watching it last night and I felt, I like Usyk. I like what he done. What he did. But I feel, you know, a real big heavyweight. And I'm talking about a heavyweight who's got a good whiskers, who's got good work rate. And Joe, for example, has got good work rate. You know, he's got a very good chin. I think he gives him a lot of problems. And I think that, you know, and I think Tyson gives him huge problems as well. I think they'd be just too big and have too much ammunition for him.
Okay, Frank and Joe, that's all from me. Sports Social Podcast Network.